Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 29, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Association of rehospitalization after pediatric kidney transplantation with kidney function at 1 year post-transplant and long-term allograft failure. This study found that 29% of incident pediatric kidney transplant recipients experienced rehospitalization within the first 30 days post-transplant. Furthermore, over two-thirds of children, specifically 69%, were rehospitalized within the first year following their transplant procedure. These findings highlight a high burden of early rehospitalizations in pediatric kidney transplant patients, underscoring the need for improved post-transplant care strategies. Article number 2. Non-invasive assessment of right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling in repair tetralogy of Fallot by magnetic resonance imaging. This study evaluated a non-invasive volume-based parameter for right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling in a cohort of 92 pediatric and 105 adult patients with repaired tetralogy of Fallot. Right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling quantifies right ventricular contractility in relation to its afterload, a crucial measure traditionally requiring high-fidelity catheter-derived pressure-volume loops. The investigation explored this non-invasive parameter's utility in assessing ventricular function in this patient population, addressing the need for less invasive evaluation methods compared to traditional approaches. Article number 3. Left ventricular ejection fraction response after atrial fibrillation ablation, clinical predictors and development of the PACE score. This multicenter cohort study identified pre-procedural predictors of left ventricular ejection fraction response following atrial fibrillation ablation in patients with left ventricular systolic dysfunction. The study included patients with atrial fibrillation and a left ventricular ejection fraction less than 50% who underwent an index ablation procedure. The study developed the PACED score to pragmatically stratify patients for left ventricular ejection fraction response after ablation. Catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation improves outcomes in patients with left ventricular systolic dysfunction, making prediction of left ventricular ejection fraction response clinically valuable. Article number 4. Road exposure after cardioverter defibrillator implantation and its potential influence on reported motor vehicle crash risks. This study obtained 18 years of population-based health and driving data from British Columbia, Canada, for drivers who underwent implantable cardioverter defibrillator implantation. Researchers estimated drivers' monthly road exposure relative to baseline to understand its influence on motor vehicle crash risk interpretation. This investigation highlights how transient reductions in driving after implantable cardioverter defibrillator implantation can significantly affect the reported crash risk, necessitating careful consideration in risk assessment. Article number 5. Association of body mass index with 10-year outcomes in asymptomatic stage A/B heart failure patients. Insights from the CHART 2 study. This study prospectively evaluated 501 asymptomatic stage A heart failure patients and 4,767 asymptomatic stage B heart failure patients with a mean age of 67.6 years, 71.1% of whom were male. It examined the association of body mass index with 10-year outcomes in these early stage heart failure patients. The research addressed a gap in understanding the prognostic importance of body mass index in asymptomatic heart failure, a topic where previous studies largely focused on stage C and D heart failure patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.